I agree with exactly what the premise you've made. However, I don't agree with one thing, and maybe you'll second this, that they were fully aware of what they were signing on to. It's not dissimilar to the American public signing on to the support of Israel, not knowing all the facts. The fact is that Christians across America have been sold the idea that that Israel is a good for the United States, good for the world, and also good for Christianity. And that has been a propaganda position that they have learned over the last 60 years. Now, you can imagine that the Jews themselves have been sold even a more powerful cocktail of sickness.
Absolutely.
And so what I'm saying to you is that if you bring rational and honest analysis to these facts to a lot of Jews, some of them will balk at what they see. Now, I have to say, you know that I've used this person many times in my broadcast because you've been listening. Somebody who fed me when I was at NYU, and this person was a kind-hearted, wonderful human being. And she would give me salads and food and sandwiches to go to school, and never asked me for anything in return, Noel. She was honestly a kind and loving human. And it's one of the bases that I've used for saying that not all Jews are bad. Mm-hmm. But I did speak to her recently, and I asked her some specific questions about Zionism. And she sadly believes much of the propaganda she's been sold.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what my point
is. And that's why I'm bringing it up. Because the fact is, she doesn't know the facts. She does not have a full grasp of the truth. And so, here's a good-hearted human who would help any sick dog in the road or any troubled human anywhere, and still she supports Israel because she doesn't know any better.
Yep.
So my point is to you, can we not introduce the facts to these people in a way where we're not controversial? Now, this is where we have a challenge, Noel. If we approach this community as an adversary, they will not listen to us. And I've always tried to say, look, these are the greatest lied to groups of the world. Not necessarily just the Christians, but as a group. If we say that they are all bad and that they are all needing of elimination and so forth, what we're going to find is that we are killing people who have no clue about why they're going to die. I can't, in my conscience, allow that to happen. And these are people who are only guilty of ignorance. And can we not find ways of informing them of the truth? Now, I did try as best I could to inform this person. But I'm a parent. I'm in my 50s. I've got young children that are now grown men as children. I have always introduced good ideas to my sons, and never in a single instance have they accepted my advice the first time. Now, what I'm saying to you is that there's a built-in response of my children has always been, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about, but 3 weeks later they call me back and say, you know what, I'm doing this, this, and this, and it would be exactly what I told them they should be doing 3 weeks or a month earlier. My point is this, are we not able now to begin our assault on the Jewish community itself and begin to inform them, the people who are not part of this conspiracy, about how wrong-headed their ideas are, and just how detrimental to the rest of us their Zionist criminal gang has been? And I think we can do it. And I think it's the problem that they fear most, Noel, that they lose control over their own group. And I think we can take their group from them because the truth is on our side. The facts are on our side. Goodness is on our side. Righteousness is on our side. So I'm saying to you is that the best way to defeat them is from within, and I think we can do it.